From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. A vigil held in Tokyo today for Japanese journalist Kenji Goto, who's apparently beheaded by Islamic State extremists. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe called the killing an inhumane and contemptible act of terrorism, vowing he would never forgive the killers. In Washington, President Barack Obama described it as a heinous murder, and British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond offered his country's response.
We stand together with the people of Japan, and indeed with all our allies, against terrorism wherever it rears its heads. And I'd like to send my expression of sympathies to the family, the friends of Kenji Goto.
Meantime, Jordan's King Abdullah says his country is doing everything it can to rescue the captured Jordanian fighter pilot also being held by the Islamic State. Islamic State fighters facing Kurdish troops and allied air support yesterday acknowledged their defeat and retreat from the key Syrian border city of Kobani after months of fighting. Secretary of State John Kerry, speaking in Boston, said that taking Kobani was a strategic, symbolic objective in the battle against the Islamic State. Boko Haram fighters have renewed their attack on the Nigerian city of Maiduguri today, killing at least eight. Military officials say the attack was contained more than 12 hours after the group laid siege to the city from four different roads. Officials say many militants were killed during the fighting in the capital of Borno State. Several civilians also died. And a drone strike hit a car in Yemen Saturday, killing four suspected al-Qaeda militants. The attack occurred in the southern province of Shabwa, which is a stronghold of the al-Qaeda branch in Yemen, the second such strike in a week. This is VOA News. The International Organization for Migration is warning against growing violence targeting foreign nationals and other migrants in several Johannesburg townships. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from IOM headquarters in Geneva.
The International Organization for Migration reports attacks against migrants have now spread beyond Soweto to two other Johannesburg townships, Alexandra and Langlakte. In the past 2 weeks, IOM reports nine people have been killed in the affected areas, with seven deaths directly linked to the violence between migrants and South Africans. Spokesman Joel Millman says there are more than 700 documented cases of looting of shops owned by migrants.
Prejudices and stereotypes about migrants unfortunately fuel the sentiments of those who choose to loot and plunder the shops of hardworking entrepreneurs simply because of their ethnic background.
The IOM says measures must be taken to protect their safety, property, and dignity. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Several thousand pro-democracy protesters returned to the streets of Hong Kong today in the first large-scale rally since protests rocked the global financial hub late last year. An estimated 3,000 protesters marched on the city's shopping and financial districts, with police trying to avoid a repeat of the previous Occupy Central campaign that shut down key areas for 2.5 months. Ukrainian soldiers say 13 are dead and another 20 soldiers wounded in the past day during fighting against Russian-backed rebels in the eastern part of the country. There's no official word on casualties to rebels, but the French news agency reports that six civilians died. The latest fighting comes one day after peace talks between Ukraine and the pro-Russian separatists were held but adjourned within hours, VOA's Al Pessin reports.
With rebel forces on three sides of Debaltseve, civilians were fleeing to the north on the one government-controlled road, still within range of rebel artillery. On Friday, Ukraine lost 15 troops, according to the defense minister, with 30 injured. Overnight, the rebel-held city of Donetsk took heavy shelling, with one death reported. In a VOA interview, the governor of the Donetsk region, Ukrainian Army General Alexander Kikhtenko, said at least 280,000 people have been displaced in his area since the rebels launched their offensive in early January, and that number grows larger every day. Al Pessin, VOA News, Kramatorsk, Ukraine.
Egypt has deported an Al Jazeera journalist back to his native home of Australia today, releasing him after more than a year's imprisonment on a conviction of allegedly aiding the banned Muslim Brotherhood. Peter Grest left Cairo on a flight to Cyprus en route to Australia after Egyptian officials said President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi approved his deportation. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.